God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Our second lesson is taken from the Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Raise me up to walk on stormy seas.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, I talked about the northern kingdom of Israel. You remember that Israel was divided in two. That's not the way God intended, but you know how people can be? So the northern kingdom was having a lot of problems. The northern kingdom fell to outside influences. And Judah, the southern kingdom, kept saying, we're God's favorites. And they were until they weren't. And if you read the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, you find out that God is not happy with Judah. God is never happy with injustice. God is never happy with theft. God is never happy when the poor are trodden underfoot. And so Judah fell. And as we open to chapter 40, Judah, the people of Judah have been taken away to the country of Babylon. They are in exile. But you know what's awful about judgment is there's collateral damage. Do you know what that means? It means that people who are minding their own business, people who were good people, people who were following God's law, got swept up even with the wicked people. It happens all the time. You know about collateral damage. When you've been punished as a kid for something you didn't do but your siblings did, you know about collateral damage. I just saw an interesting article about a young football player. This was a high school football player, and he got angry at the ref. Now, this is a big guy, and he barreled in to a referee. The poor referee had to be carted off the field, and he had to be checked for a concussion. Well, of course, the young man was taken out in handcuffs and charged with assault. His team went on to win that game, and they were supposed to go to the playoffs. But because of that one young man, the whole team has been banned from the playoffs. Now, I'm sure there were team members who followed all the rules who would have never thought of doing something like that, but it's collateral damage. When kings and potentates go to war, who suffers? It's the common people. It's collateral damage. Maybe that's why in the book of Isaiah, he says, Judah has received double for her sins because of all the collateral damage. We're experiencing collateral damage in this day and age, too. We experience it from our politicians. We experience it when people are careless. And the most vulnerable among us succumb to an illness because somebody was careless. It's collateral damage. But I don't want to talk to you today so much about collateral damage because there is an opposite to collateral damage, and that's collateral blessing. In every age, God says, I'm coming. In every age, God brings health and healing. In every age, God brings light, and he rescues his people. And he tells us that in order for us to be ready for that, we have to build a highway. We have to be the ones who create a space so that God can come. And in ancient times, there was no highway system like there is today. In ancient times, when a king was to come, they would send an advanced team along to gather engineers and workers so that a highway would be built in the desert so that the king could come over the highway. And not only did the king come, but for many years after that, people would go back and forth from this wonderful highway that was built. I read about a highway in Door County. When I came here, I loved that four-lane highway from Green Bay to Door County. I thought it had always been here. I found out that it used to be a two-lane highway. And in 3 years' time, 18 people died on that highway. It was called Bloody 57. And it wasn't until the end of about 2008 that the four-lane highway was completed, and they even had a pastor come and bless it. They were so happy to have a safe place to drive, and I'm so thrilled every time I drive that to know that I can get from one place to another without going behind a very slow vehicle like I do up here in northern Door County. Highways are so important. And every time I drive that, that's a collateral blessing. I didn't build the highway, but I enjoy the fruits of their labors. And in every age, God calls the people of God to build the highway, to remove the obstacles, so that other people can walk that highway to God. And so we are called today to be builders of that highway. And I think of two people I never got the privilege of meeting in their lives, but I've heard about them. And one is the lady who happens to be Kathleen Harris's mother, Marion. And Kathleen lost her mother this past year. And I looked up her obituary. Now, this was a woman who was widowed young, had five children to raise, had to go back to work and take care of these kids. But she found time to take care of others. And she asked that donations be made in her memory to the Sioux tribe in her area. This is a tribe that experiences grinding poverty. So over the years, even though she had five children to raise, she found the time, she found the money, and she would help this tribe. That's building the highway. Then I think of Colin's dad, Michael. Now, they say that Michael was a very patient man, but I heard from one person that there was one place where he was increasingly impatient, and that was with the church when it came to social justice, because he wanted to stir the people of his area to social justice. He was involved in a project called the Hideaway Youth Project, which is an educational arm to help young people realize their fullest potential. And someone gave to that project in his memory, and they said this: in memory of Mike Welford, my old science teacher, youth leader, and life coach. These two saints of God were building the highway. And it's our turn to build the highway. And we need to remove obstacles for other people to get to God. And there are some very simple ways we can remove obstacles in our day and age. We can remove obstacles by ceasing to argue over silly things. We can remove obstacles when we see bullying on social media. We do not pile on, because we're people of God and we need to love each other. We can remove obstacles by picking up that phone when we see that somebody's in despair and talking them through it. We remove obstacles when we give for the needy, when we help our neighbors who are in trouble, when we check on them, when we pray for them, when out of our poverty, we give. This is how we remove obstacles and build that highway. God is calling for people to create collateral blessings. We have enough collateral damage in this lifetime. Let's not add to that. Our personal power, what God has given to me, what I do is going to have an effect on somebody else, even if it's only one person, and I am called to give collateral blessings. May that be our focus in life as we prepare the highway for somebody else to go across to meet the God of the ages, the God of healing, the God of life, the God of restoration. Let us all be engineers Let us all give collateral blessings. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that we might walk in the path of our ancestors, that we might walk in the path of legacy, that we might not look at what we don't have, but marshal all our resources to be your people in this time and place. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.